Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We are back, folks. Big game on Sunday. And member of our sports staff, Christian Garrick, joins us to talk about that. Christian, welcome to the show.
Newell, good to be with you. It's huge, huge game Sunday. And all this talk about, oh, it's hard to beat a team three times in 1 year. Actually, it's 60%. The team that has won the first two matchups ends up winning the third matchup.
Christian, what is going to be the key to a Saints victory, and what's the biggest challenge they need to overcome?
Well, the challenge is going to be Tom Brady and that offense that's kind of caught fire here as of late, and they've won five in a row, but they've beaten teams that aren't that respectable. It's simple for the Saints. Do what they did in the first two matchups. Harass Tom Brady. Get after Tom Brady. Sack him, hit him, make him have to try to move because he doesn't move very well. He doesn't manipulate the pocket very well. He certainly can't run. He can't beat you with his legs, so pressure Tom Brady and the Saints win the game.
Pressure on the edge of the ball.
And wherever you can get it. Look, I don't care if you're Tom Brady, Drew Brees, whomever, no matter if you're of the bigger variety of quarterbacks or on the smaller side like Drew. No quarterbacks like pressure in their face. Right in their face, is they're never comfortable because they can't step up into the pocket. And that's what the Saints did twice this year. Is they kind of just collapsed the pocket and then got around the edge a little bit, and Trey Hendrickson got going, and Cam Jordan. I mean, right now, I think that Sheldon Rankins is coming on right at the right time, just at the right time. That's a guy that's been cheated out of a couple of playoff games due to injury, so I'm sure he's pumped to make a mark in the postseason.
How important is that rush to minimizing our interference calls against us? Unfortunately, we've had far too many. One of my biggest fears is that this game is decided on an interference call.
Well, let's hope not. But more importantly, the NFL, as we painfully know, doesn't like to call a lot of penalties in the playoffs. The officials, they just don't. If you look across a lot of the playoff matchups, there haven't been a lot of penalties called. I think that really, for the Bucs to have success, for Tampa to have success, they're going to have to run the football. If they're running the football and doing so effectively, that's gonna be problematic for the Saints. I mean, in that Week 8 matchup when the Saints blew out the Buccaneers in Tampa back on November 8th, man, they got after Tom Brady, but the Buccaneers ran the ball five times. They had five rushing attempts. And Bruce Arians and company, they know better. They know that they can't have just five rushing attempts. Otherwise, it's going to be another rinse and repeat victory for the Saints.
Absolutely. Obviously, a lot of this hinges on Drew Brees' 42nd birthday today. This is a matchup that everyone has been talking about, two of the oldest quarterbacks in the league.
It is. And Newell, can I challenge you to sing Drew happy birthday on your show? Would you be willing to do that?
Actually, he called and wanted you to sing happy birthday.
I'm just making that up.
That's not a truth. That's not a truth.
if he beats Tampa Bay, me and Bobby will sing him happy birthday post game on Sunday. But yeah, I mean, this is a storied matchup between two Hall of Fame quarterbacks. first ballot Hall of Fame quarterbacks, the GOAT versus the other GOAT. I mean, you know, the networks finally get these two guys in the postseason, which they've clamored for, I'm sure, you know, since they both entered the league and began to build their careers. And they could have had it 2 years ago if not for the Nola no call. The Saints would have ended up playing Tom Brady then with the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Saints running game, where are we?
Fantastic. I mean, I think that's one of the true identities of this offense right now. They led the league in rushing touchdowns. They average well over 100 yards rushing a game as a team. You know, what you worry about is Latavius Murray's a little banged up, but that could mean more touches for Alvin Kamara, and that's not necessarily a bad thing in particular because it's the postseason. So you can't save yourself. You only got this game, and then maybe if you win, you got another one. But there's no saving somebody's body or worried about, oh, we got a 16-game schedule to get through. It's all hands on deck, and if Alvin Kamara ends up having to get, you know, a handful more extra touches because of Latavius Murray's injury, then, you know, so be it.
Christian, we're in pretty good shape from an injury standpoint, are we not?
Yeah, by and large, yeah. I mean, you're getting Trey Henderson back this week. This is the healthiest, I think, the healthiest team currently in the playoffs. I mean, you know, Mike Thomas looks rested. He was back last week. I think they're very healthy considering this time of year, how many other clubs, you know, have several guys on injured reserve. And I think I can make the argument that this Saints defense is the best defense left in the playoffs. That Rams defense is good, very good, ranked higher than the Saints, actually. But it's really their front and Aaron Donald that the Rams can boast, is why they're so good defensively. But I think all around, I think the Saints have the best defense in the postseason, regardless of conference.
I think that Rams-Green Bay game is going to be a good game. I think the Rams, if I'm not mistaken, number one defense in the league.
They are.
And the Bucs lost an offensive lineman, if I recall, last week, right?
They did, but they're scheduled to get Ali Marpet back, but they're going to be down a guard. And then, look, that's not good for them, considering they already, you know, they already struggle up front against really good fronts like the Saints. We saw that in two matchups with Tom Brady and the Buccaneers earlier this year. Week one in the opener, the Saints got after him, forced a couple of interceptions. I mean, you know, right now, that's the kryptonite. And this is really simple, a really simple way to break it down, I think. You remember 2002 when Tampa won the Super Bowl? The Saints beat Tampa Bay twice that year.
Yes.
Why? Because they match up well with them. That's the bottom line. The Saints match up really, really well with Tampa. Just like they don't match up necessarily with Philadelphia. Even though Philadelphia wasn't very good, that matchup just wasn't good for them. This is a really good matchup, and Tampa does not match up with the Saints. They do not like the way this defense is constructed. It's constructed to beat the Buccaneers, to win the division. That's how teams are built. You win your division first, and then you go on from there. So, you know, this is Tom Brady, or this has been, at least twice this year, Tom Brady's kryptonite.
Prediction on the score.
It's going to be close. Will Lutz better get out of the yips. And yep. We're going to need his right leg. I think it's going to be, you know, I'm not good at picking exact scores, but it's going to be a field goal game. You know, it's going to come down to 3 points. It's not going to be a double-digit victory like the first two. I just had that feeling.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us, Christian. We really appreciate it and look forward to listening to you.
Thanks, Newell.
All righty. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.